Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening to campaign in support of BJP candidates from Chandrapur and Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituency. The public meeting at Morwa Airport ground will be attended by senior BJP leaders of the state and leaders of the Mahayuti Alliance in Maharashtra. Sudhir Mungantiwar, the state forest minister, is the candidate for the Chandrapur Lok Sabha constituency, and the sitting MP of Gadchiroli, Ashok Nethe, is the candidate for the Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituency. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister will also campaign for the Mahayuti candidate Raju Parve on the 10th of this month in the Kanhan area of Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Parve is contesting the Ramtek Lok Sabha seat from Nagpur Rural. Five constituencies in eastern Vidarbha region, including Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Gadchiroli, Chimur and Bhandara Gondia, will go to polls on the 19th of this month. Top leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhukuri block of Jalpaiguri in West Bengal yesterday. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to make the country a developed nation by 2047. He said, to fulfill the dream of Viksit Bharat, every moment of his life is dedicated to the country. He said the upcoming Lok Sabha election is about a stronger and stable government at the centre. Mr. Modi said, the stronger the central government, stronger will be the world's trust in India. Highlighting that India has become tariff-free today, Prime Minister Modi said, abrogation of Article 370 is a testimony to a tariff-free Kashmir, which is the pride of India. He asserted that BJP-led NDA government's policies have made the lives of poor easier. He accused the ruling TMC government of the state of putting obstacles in implementation of centre's welfare schemes for the poor. Mr. Modi said the INDIA bloc has no vision to lead the country. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a public meeting in Purulia Lok Sabha constituency in support of party candidate Shanti Ram Mahato. She said Trinamool Congress is committed to the development of the state. Attacking the BJP, she alleged that under the Citizenship Amendment Act, people will be ousted from their homes. Prime Minister Modi conducted a roadshow at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh last evening. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place on Saturday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. Parivartan Chintan, a pioneering tri-service conference aimed at generating new and fresh ideas, initiatives and reforms to propel jointness and integration efforts, will be held in New Delhi today. The day-long discussions will be chaired by Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan. It will be the first-ever conference of the heads of all tri-services institutions, the Department of Military Affairs, Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff and the three services. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Gujarat Titans by 33 runs at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a victory target of 164 runs, Gujarat Titans were all out for 130 runs in 18.5 overs. For Gujarat Titans, Sai Sudarshan was the top scorer with 31 runs. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.